10-4, is that okay? Good morning, Tom.
Excuse me. It is awfully hot. We just come out of the garage and headed towards Spartanburg here for some mass consumables from Costco's, I guess you would say. I got a pair of glasses I got to pick up over there. I get my sunglasses there. I get my reading glasses, which are just barely any prescription in them at all, because I got 20/20, but once in a while, if you're reading the teeny tiny stuff, I put them on. But the coating, those other ones are years old, and the coating on them is starting to come off, so I just ordered me a new pair. How's your day going?
Going well. And hello, Bernice. Hope you're having a good day with Tom there. Keep him between the lights. Yeah, my day's going well. Had a nice weekend. My youngest son, we talked the other day on the radio. I was with him, but he and the family stayed over for the weekend. So I got to spend time with the girls, the grandbabies. And they're doing great. Little Isla, I tell you what, she's really... It's like she noticed me all of a sudden, or noticing everybody else besides Mama, and she's really smiling and let me hold her for a long time now, and just more interactive, so that was a lot of fun to be able to spend time with her. Now I'm just back to work. I had to come back to work to get some rest, Tom. Just riding around in the AC and not doing much.
It's to work for a living, ain't it? Well, that's good, Shane. At least you're feeding your family and working hard and paying my Social Security and Bernice's.
Hi, Shane.
Well, only Bernice. I didn't say to pay yours at all.
Only a one. Well, sound like Patrick is doing really well, above and beyond the what he expected anyways. Oh, I guess fortunately you're... Unfortunately, I'm scheduled for heart catheterization. Went for Bernice's heart doctor's appointment yesterday, and I wound up being the one that's going for the test.
A little bit of that, and I wasn't sure if you were talking about you or Bernice, but, man, I hate that, and I hope everything goes well. But it might have been a good thing you were there with her.
An exceptionally fine doctor, and... young and vibrant, and a cardiologist, and I've had one before. They go up my wrist and look around your heart, but it's been about 15 years ago, Shane, and from the symptoms I'm having, he seemed to think it might not be my congestive heart failure, that it could be cardiovascular disease, which means I might need a stent or so. So it's not a funny procedure, but it's painless pretty much, other than a few needles stuck in your arms. And I kind of figure it's preventive maintenance. Go in there and take a look around.
They can do that. Probably all those oatmeal cookies you've been eating and all that other sweet stuff.
My cholesterol's like 110 or something like that. It's real good. But you're quite correct. My triglycerides went quite a ways up this time. And that's the amount of fat in your blood, I think. So maybe I'll have to start eating one cookie of a morning instead of two or three. I sure like them cookies, though.
To put those down. I can see that. Oh, goodness. Did you work any of the 13 Colonies contest or any of the other, or not contest, a special event or any of the others?
No, I thought about it, but I've done it for so many years, and I just didn't want to fool with it this year. There was a lot of them on QRZ, though, and it is a interesting and fun contest. Usually the William Penn one, it's the G, starts with a G, it's over in England usually. The one in Philadelphia is relatively easy. Anything for us on the East Coast is easy. But the one in England sometimes is a little trying. But no, I didn't do any of it. It's been 2 or 3 nights since I worked anything. I've looked and I've listened. I tried to work Indonesia the other night, and I didn't get them, I guess. It's not showed up on the logbook of the world, but I do have them on one other band. I was just trying to get them. But that's a fur piece over there. It's over 10,000 miles.
I lucked out on the French station. The TM is French, TM13COL, and then there was a GB13COL. And they weren't on as often, and when they were, there was so many people trying to reach them, and they were pretty faint. I could hear him in there, and he'd come up and down. He was on 20 meters last night, yesterday afternoon. I sat there at the desk doing other stuff and tried, but there were so many people that, you know, were just blasting their call, and even not waiting for him to finish his, you know, after he would finish a call, he would call CQ again 3 times and then give his call twice and then send a K, but people wouldn't wait. And then you could hear him ask, you know, he'd hear a couple letters, so he'd send the 2 letters with a question mark. And a whole bunch of people with those letters not in their call would come blasting back, so I never did work him. But the French station, I happened to be on 17 meters, and was tuning around and heard him calling CQ, and nobody was coming back to him, and he was 9+. So I just responded and got him right away. That was fairly easy for me, but it was still fun. I enjoyed it. I got all the others.
It's a lot of fun. And yeah, the GB station is usually hard to get, mainly because of the impolite people. And the French station is usually not too hard, but in this push button world where they got people using their computers to work it and pushing a button on their automatic call senders and that, it's just ridiculous. They just sit there and push it and push it and push it. And then, like you said, they don't even let the guy send his call. He's supposed to do that, I think, every 10 times is generally accepted. And every 10 contacts. I don't know if that's a rule or not, but that's just what I've noticed. But if you think that's bad, you ought to try to work them on sideband. Those people are the rudest things in the world up there, and I don't care anything about it. CW, it's kind of fun. You got to kind of know when to get your call in there. Usually, if you wait long enough, and towards the end, when everybody can snag one that way on CW.
Four, that's how I got the Pennsylvania WM3PEN, I think. There was a big pile up, and I would wait till people were sending about halfway through, and then I kind of adjusted my VFO a little bit and sent with my signal a little bit higher than his signal, and tried that a couple times and got him. So I was trying all kinds of things, trying to get that British station. But I didn't work much voice. I was mostly just trying to get the CW, and then I was going to work on voice and try to get all them. And I don't think I got them all, but the Delaware station, I'd looked them up before, and it shows the address near where my sister-in-law lives. So when I worked him on sideband, I talked to him for a little bit. And sure enough, he lives not far from one of my sister-in-laws. And I was told him the radio I was talking to him on came from Delaware. My father-in-law lived there when he bought it. And he said it was nice to talk with somebody who knew a little bit about the state. So that was a good conversation.
This is N0TR. Yes, some of them are quite courteous, and I enjoy that. When if I work the sideband stations, I'll tell them who I am, and from near Greenville, South Carolina, and then I'll say my name's Tom. And usually they'll take the time to come back and tell you their name and where they're at precisely. And they like to stop this 5959 stuff and pause for at least once in a while. And it makes it a lot more enjoyable.
But I can tell you, I was thinking, if I was one of those volunteers, especially that British station, I don't know if I'd want to do it anymore, just the way some of those operators were. Maybe he couldn't hear them, I don't know, but I could sure hear them. In fact, at one point, I was throwing my call out there, and I had an Italian station call me. He sent my call back, and I was like, wait, he's calling me, and then I realized it was Stronger, and then he gave his call, and it was an Italian station. But there was so much going on, I lost him after that.
Looking at an Italian station last night, which they're usually pretty easy to get. It depends on the propagation, of course, but it was a 1YRL or something, or I1YRL or something like that. But I've seen him quite a number of times, and I pulled him up on my logging thing, and it showed that I'd worked him once or twice before, but not on that band. So I was going to work him, but it got kind of crazy, and I was getting tired, so went to bed.
Like to work him, except it would have, you know, it was on top of what was going on. So I just, plus all the operators came back in throwing their calls out, I couldn't copy them anymore. But back to operators, you know, recording or having computers to send their call. I was reading a discussion yesterday, I think, where there's radios. The radio will program it. You just program what you wanted to send, and you can have one or two buttons that just hit them. It'll send your call, and then you can send back, you hit the other button, it'll send back a 5-9 and your call again or something in 73. So even radios are doing that now.
And they call them keyers. I bought one time over here at the Big Ham Fest that used to be over here northeast of us. What's the name of that town, Bernice?
Spartanburg.
No, not Spartanburg. It's quite a ways up there. But it used to be a huge Ham Fest up there every year. And he assured me that it was a good one. And no, it was not a good one. It was... I went through that light when it got a little red. He might stop me. It was orange when I went into it, but so far I don't see any blue lights. But at any rate, he may stop me after I get to going here. I didn't aim to do that. But we're over here. What's the name of this town? Lyman? Somewhere along in that area. Sandra OTR.
Back to the road. And I'm pulling in my next delivery stop here, so I'll go ahead and let you go. But enjoy it, Tom. You and Bernice have a good day. Be careful out there. No more red lights for you. We'll talk to you later. And four, is that okay?
Yeah, you don't seem to be stopping me. I was entering the thing, and it was orange, but then it turns to red. And the police officer was right there at the corner, which wouldn't make no difference. I'd have probably still got caught. The guy in front of me slowed down a little bit, but he went on. Oh, that's a relief. That'd be a pretty good-sized ticket. Once in a while, you kind of get trapped into that. All right, you take care, Shane. Great to hear you. And I'll pay more attention to the road here, I guess you'd say. I don't know how. I'm looking straight forward. Have a good day and a safe day, Shane. And 0 TR.